Good afternoon. Today is Monday, September the 29th, 269th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, boy, I don't know what, I can't call you guys the Three Musketeers.
You can.
Yeah, but that kind of brings on a different, you know, you left your plumes outside, so it's Keely Browning, Jane Hill, and Connie Miller. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Brian.
Okay, so we have to come up with a female version of the Three Musketeers.
Lady De Winter.
Why are you all here?
To talk to you.
About?
I'm here to talk about the Eureka Symphony and the wonderful Arkley Center for the Performing Arts.
And Gailey?
I'm here to talk about North Coast Dance and our upcoming events and anything else I can plug.
Connie?
And I'm here to talk about North Coast Dance, the Arkley Center, and anything else I can think of to plug.
Oh, good. Well, you've heard of stereo radio in the past. We've got trio radio. We'll talk about all of these things when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jane Hill. I guess they want you to be segregated kind of out on your own little island, huh?
Yeah, that's what happens to us classical musical people. We get sort of shoved to the end plank.
I see. Okay.
We're and classical, too.
And depending on what end of the plank, that could be a good thing or not.
Exactly.
Gailey Browning and Connie Miller. Before we talk to the ladies, though, we have our quote of the day. This comes from Jill Ruckelhaus. Quote, a good education is usually harmful to a dancer. A good calf is better than a good head. So what is the status of the performing arts in Humboldt County at this point? What would the three of you say if you had to put a number on a 1 to 10? Where are we?
I put it at about an 8. I think it's very rich. There are a lot of wonderful arts opportunities up here, which I think are particularly important for those of us with children and grandchildren. We want them to have a whole life experience, and the arts are part of that. I think all of them struggle for support, you know, which is the nature of the arts, but it's kind of the nature of everything these days, right? So
nature and nurture.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Connie, you're gathering momentum over there.
Well, I would agree. 8 was the number that came to my mind, too, because being a part of North Coast Dance, I'm a board member, Gailey's board president. We have such a vital program and exciting. And my husband calls the arts weightlifting for the brain. It's so important to the education of children.
Does that mean he gets a headache when you come home from meeting?
No, I have the headache.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just critically important, as Jane said, to have a well-rounded education. And the arts are extremely important. And studies show that children who participate in the arts do better at math, they do better at science, they're using a part of their brain that isn't normally accessed. So I think we have a very vibrant arts community up here.
I think that the fact that they have to work together is also very, very important, particularly in this day and age where we see more and more young people into the kind of silo of their electronic media world and places where you need to learn how to...
You do have grandkids.
Yeah, I do. And now that you need an opportunity to interact with others, to learn how to carry out creative things, to think together and plan together, and the arts offer that. The Symphony also has some wonderful programs for young people. We have an annual youth competition where the winners get to play with the orchestra, and we have a Symphonies to Schools program and a Musicians to Schools program. And so we're really concerned about developing the young people here.
Gailey, what's missing?
More money. The arts traditionally have always been funded by people like the Medici's and you know, it's just always we're competing with each other for the dollar amount, and everybody deserves to be underwritten to some degree. So I would say it's a dollar sign to a certain degree.
So it, on one hand, it's cool that we're isolated.
Very.
On the other hand, it's really problematic.
It's hard, you know,
that we're isolated and not having a vibrant economy.
It's hard doing grant writing. What North Coast Dance has just been the beneficiary of is a grant from the County Office of Education to partner with all the schools in the county. And we're doing on December 4th a Schools to Dance show at the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts. But what's going on with that is this is going to be a K through 6. Teachers will be taught how to incorporate more dance into their curriculum. And that will be available in March to the whole state of California, all the teachers. Icolo Griffin, our artistic director for the Nutcracker, and Gina Greb, who works for North Coast Dance, are putting this program together, and it's very exciting.
So this is like a template or an incubator,
yes,
if you will, for the rest of the state to be able to then
absolutely
replicate?
And it's starting here in Humboldt County, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's being created here in Humboldt County and then going to the rest of the state.
Now, as the Office of Ed has that with the national or state parks, you know, and they use the,
right,
the video and shooting it out all over,
mm-hmm,
the, is that similar to what this is going to be also? So there will be video that they can tap
into?
Yes,
we're doing
modules?
We'll be starting video here shortly out of North Coast Dance in different classrooms, and that will be available online to all the teachers in the state of California by springtime.
Cool. That sounds a little auspicious to try to hit that by the end of March.
They've been working on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, it's been in the process for the past year.
Months and months and months, yeah. And now we're moving forward with it. So it's very exciting.
So the kids are getting selected out of the schools? Are they coming from the various dance companies in the area? Where are the participants coming from?
Well, actually, it's Icolo. Icolo will be putting these videos together, but the children I mentioned are coming from different schools in the area, and they're coming to the Arkley Center to see the Schools to Dance show where Icolo will be performing with the children on stage.
Icolo, is that a...
Icolo Griffin, our artistic director.
Gotcha.
For the...
Gotcha, okay.
And he hails from San Francisco, and he's worked with the Dance Theater of Harlem, the Joffrey Ballet, and currently with the San Francisco Ballet.
Is that the fellow that was up last,
yes, yeah,
Christmas time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the symphony brings the schools to the Arkley Center for two performances in the spring, in April. It's a regular concert, but it also includes these student competition winners, so they can see what happens with young people apply themselves, and they have persistence and discipline and all those good things we want all our kids to have.
Is that, Jane, in coordination with the Jazz Festival and the activities, that it's just another opportunity for the kids to get out in public and play with the... play with the old folks, so to speak?
Well, I think it's a program. It's mainly a our program is probably 5 or 6 years old. And there's now also a Schools to Theater program, I understand. So there's this kind of general understanding of bringing this richness of the arts to the kids in our region, that it has to be managed by each organization. You know, the North Coast Dance has to manage theirs, the symphony has to manage theirs, the theater groups have to manage theirs. And fortunately, the Humboldt County Office of Education really gets it, and they're wonderful to work with, and they help, you know, get us in touch with the teachers and help get the word out about curriculum.
So it's a coordinated thing instead,
absolutely,
of being isolated. Like,
absolutely. And that is one of the beauties of this region, is that's something we have here that you don't have in a lot of larger areas. People work together because they need to.
KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gailey Browning, Jane Hill, and Connie Miller. Ladies, what would you say the primary reason for the organizations that you're involved with, whether it's the symphony or the dance, why they exist. Is it the community demanding? Is it supporters supporting? Is it this is part of what we want in our community? Where's the big push?
Well, for the symphony, it started because there were people here who weren't professional musicians, but who wanted to continue playing, still loved classical music and wanted an opportunity to play together. And it started on that basis. And then they said, oh, hey, this is great. We should keep going.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. Fun. And I think also there's something special when you've developed the kind of skill it takes to play a musical instrument. You want to keep going. Otherwise, you lose those skills. And then I think as the programming began to develop and they began saying, hey, this is something that's not just for us. It's really for our community. It's really to keep, you know, live classical music organizations are dying all over this country. And for us in a county the size of ours to have an orchestra that plays at that level where our kids can come, where we can be involved with the schools, you know, and same thing with the dance company. I have six grandchildren now, little ones between the ages of 1 and 9, and all except the 3-year-old, the four oldest ones, have all been to the Nutcracker twice. That's, you know, that's a great opportunity for them to see that and to see it in a wonderful facility like the Arkley Center and to be able to talk to them about, I mean, I have to tell you, I'm probably sick of the Nutcracker because we play it week after week after week in my house.
You know all the lines.
And we fight over who's going to get to be Peter and break the Nutcracker and all of those things. But, you know, it's great for them to have that exposure. I want that in their lives, not because I want them to be professional artists, but because I want them to have the richness of those things in their lives.
How different is that from the local live theater groups that we have? Ferndale Rep, North Coast Rep, Redwood, down the line. Is there a distinction, or is this kind of another outlet for the folks who are creatively inclined to be able to tap in and to be part of that whole community?
I think for the symphony at least, it's very similar. The North Coast Dance, I think, is unusual in the sense that so much of what they do is based on the training programs. That's not true for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Ours, we start with 3-year-olds, and we have over 200 children signed up for dance class. And one of our goals is every child gets to dance who wants to. And so we're big on raising money for scholarships. We have a membership drive coming up in October where we will raise money for scholarships and costumes. I mean, costumes are a huge expenditure. I mean, I had no idea how much a beautiful tutu cost. I mean, it's a big thing. But our emphasis is on, as Jane said, on the training. But we also have a lot of adults who dance. Again, when you've put 20 years into learning how to dance, you don't want to just go home.
Yeah, you finally get it. You don't want to.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And what's so exciting to me about Iacolo is he personally has been in, I think it's 20 or 30 Nutcrackers, and he's brought to the Arkley Center stage all his favorite little bits and pieces of the Nutcrackers that he's been in over the years. And I call him our puppy. He's like, I have a new puppy, and he and Iacolo are the
one?
Same. Yes, we have a new yellow lab named Biscuit. And Iacolo is just like the puppy. He just comes into a room full of enthusiasm, and the children, you know, love him because he's just so charismatic.
Isn't that cool? I mean, you get somebody with passion and
everybody
kind of gets drawn to that individual. Yeah.
And then for him to have the Arkley, you know,
yep,
to be able to present
at the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing.
When I took my grandkids for the first time to the Nutcracker, I think my oldest granddaughter was 6, and we'd been listening to the music for months, I'm telling you. And I've explained every scene to them, and there's a scene that's generally called the Mother Ginger scene, where there's a dancer comes out on the stage, and then there are all these little kids come out from under the big skirt. So at the end of this performance of the Nutcracker, she looked at me very solemnly, and she said, we didn't see the Mother Ginger scene. I said, well, yes, you did, honey, only this time they very cleverly made it into an old McDonald's farm scene and brought all the little animals out. I said, that's the great thing about a great piece of art, is that if it's really wonderful, you can have a lot of different concepts. It's called a production concept. Boy, she hung on to that. And in the spring, when I wanted them to do a bunny ballet, I said, well, there's no bunnies in the Nutcracker. She just said, well, there could be. It could be a production concept.
Yeah, isn't that always one of when they remember that stuff and use it back on you? That really drives me crazy.
These six children are going to be so involved in the arts, I can tell already.
Shh, don't tell my son.
Take charge. Oh, that's wonderful.
And this membership event is October 24th. It's a Friday at the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts. It's dress up for Halloween in some sort of lovely costume. Come and eat and drink and see the zombie ballet on stage, and we'll have a live auction and a silent auction.
How this do you isn't get like those? A zombie crawl or anything.
Could
is
be.
It?
No.
We don't know. We haven't seen it.
We were back in Lincoln with Stefan, and I forget. Oh, no, it was in August. And we're there, and all of a sudden we see a couple and going by, and they're all in the garb and dripping and bleeding. And there's a cop sitting across the street. We kind of did a double take and looked across to the cop and looked, and then we had to go over and ask, and they were just doing a zombie crawl. That was the theme that weekend in Lincoln.
Well, ours is very tasteful.
Oh,
very
darn. Tasteful.
Yeah, sorry. And before their event, we have the opening of the season for the Eureka Symphony on October 10th and 11th.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon. KINS News and Information Time is 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon. Jane Hill from the Eureka Symphony. We'll just kind of put you in that part of the plank out there away.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And from the Redwood Dance Theater, Gailey Browning and Connie Miller.
North Coast Dance.
Did I say Redwood?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. North Coast Dance. Okay. Is there enough demand to keep this going?
This being the arts, or the Nutcracker, symphony?
Yes, to all of it. I mean, as we hear from the guys and gals from the educational community, that maybe we've hit the bottom. Okay. Nikani had alluded to the fact that there are 300 kids in the dance program right now.
200, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said it was 300.
No, I said 2.
Good gosh. Okay. I have to change my notes then, because this is important stuff.
Yeah. It's more than 200, but we think it's 200. But it's not 300.
But it's not 300. Okay. Somewhere between 2 and 300 kids. Obviously, you need to continue to have kids to keep
I
that
think
going.
People are going to continue to have kids. That would be my prediction.
I think so. But in an aging community like we are in, are you experiencing, is it tougher to get kids? Is it tougher to get the youth for the symphony and the outreach that you do there?
I think it's tougher for the schools to get the money for the buses to bring the kids to performances. I mean, that's another way we need support. We do 2 morning performances at the Arkley Center for the schools, and we sell those both out. So, that's over 1,000 kids coming to those performances. So I think it's not hard when there is interest. The question is, how do you support that interest and how do you actually make it possible? And the people you're talking about who are older and are retired up here are very important both for that support and for providing our rest of our audience. A lot of people don't have any chance to explore classical music, in their younger years, their child-rearing years. They just haven't had that exposure, especially now when the music programs in the schools are being so decimated. So for some of these people, it's a first chance.
You didn't lay that one at the feet of rock and roll?
Of course.
I thought you were going like lightning.
Hey, we'll go to the feet of rock and roll every chance we get.
Okay.
Well, wherever the music is, we'll go there. But we need all ages. We need the young people to experience what it's like and decide if it's for them. We need older people to support it and for some of them to make a discovery. I mean, I bet there are people who go to your shows at the North Coast Dance who've never been to a ballet before, who don't, you know, unless they've seen it on television, they don't know what it is. And I have to tell you, the live experience is something completely different. If you watch music on television, if you watch dance on television, you have not had that experience until you've sat in a live theater and watched it happen.
Well, yeah, the whole so up close true. And personal.
Oh, yeah. And the possibility, what I love about it is it's so dangerous, you know? What if it doesn't go well? I love that. It's really exciting when you say, oh my gosh, 70 musicians and they're really playing it together well and it sounds beautiful and look at all those dancers.
Kind of like live TV used to be.
Yeah.
You just wait and, you know, that.
Well, you asked about interest, and for us at North Coast Dance, it's two parts. First of all, it's attracting the students to come be a part of the program. We've continuously added space, studio space, so that we can have more and more students. And then it's the scholarships for those students who can't afford to come, and we're proud to say that we never turn anyone away. And then it's, I won't use the expression, but the people who come to our shows and sit in the seats and
oh,
bless
come on.
Them
well,
all.
You, come on, there can't be an off-color expression
well,
for them,
it's, we call it butts in seats.
Oh, big deal. That was it?
The butts in the seats.
Yeah, okay.
Got to have those.
Got to have those. And I am so proud of the fact that we have them. I mean, it's amazing.
Last year, Nutcracker ticket sales was one of the largest in our, 12-year history of North Coast Dance. So the audience is there, and they want to come and see it.
And we're back at the Arkley Center this year after being away from there last year, and we're really excited about being back, both for the quality of the performance and for the ease and comfort of our audience members who really love being able to come to downtown, you know, park on one level and easily get there, you know. And our ticket prices are start at $29. We also have a special package deal this year where you can buy 10 tickets for $110 that are coupons. You can use them whenever you want to go.
We're going to have to get you guys on the shopping show.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Will you see variability based on whatever the production is? And there are some that people just get all gaga and excited about, and there are some that they don't in the live theater realm. Does the same happen with ballets or with symphonies? Are there certain ones that you know, if you guys go, yeah, we're going to do that one, sold out, guaranteed, slam dunk, don't have to worry
Nutcracker
about it.
Nutcracker is that way, Brian, especially our two matinee performances, which are Saturday and Sunday of this year, December 13th and 14th. Saturday is the Sugar Plum Fairy performance. It invariably sells out. And the next performance on Sunday the 14th, which is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is a sellout also. So you can just bank on the fact that Nutcracker will be well attended.
For us, the programming affects it somewhat. People want to hear Beethoven, they want to hear Brahms, but they also like hearing guest artists. We have Bill Kalinkos, who's the principal clarinetist with the Oakland East Bay Symphony, who's coming for our October 10th and 11th concerts, and he's playing a Mozart clarinet concerto, and people are interested in Mozart.
So you kind of highlight the individual.
Yeah,
also.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then we have a wonderful pianist, John Chernoff, who's going to play a Brahms piano concerto later in the year. So people can come to 5 concerts, they can come to 4, they can come to 3, they can go onto our website, eurekasymphony.org, and buy tickets and pick out their seats. Or they can call our box office number, 707-845-3655, and somebody will help them pick out their seats.
KINS, News and Information Times, 342. We'll be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gailey Browning, Jane Hill, and Connie Miller. Ladies, so far we've talked about the onstage components, or I guess in the pit components. What about makeup and costuming and things like that, lighting, sound, all those things that are, well, they may not be front line, it may not be, you know, in the spotlight per se, but they're very critical to putting one of these things together and really making it come, become what it can be. Do you have the assistance? Do you have the help? Do you have those folks that are willing to help out in that part of the
That's production? Huge for them. We just tell them, you know, they have to bring their own formal wear and their own instruments, and that's it.
Well, for the soundboard and the lighting and
Well, we
like
need
that.
Sound for our pre-concert lecture. We have a free pre-concert lecture an hour before curtain, so we need sound for that. We need the general stage lighting, you know, but it's not nearly as elaborate as what they need. That's where the hundreds and thousands of volunteer hours come into play for them.
What about makeup artists? Do you guys have... I mean, you're thinking, you mentioned the zombie. I'm going to focus on that because that's easier for me to conceptualize than the Nutcracker as far as makeup, you know, red circles. Okay, fine, thanks. Next. But with the zombies, do you work with the kids from Humboldt that are the theater majors? Are there people
we have in
town
the past,
that have those abilities and go wild and crazy on this stuff?
Right. Well, I have my MA and MFA from Humboldt in theatrical design, and one of the areas is makeup. And also, Rima Greer, our costumer at North Coast Dance, works with different makeup designers. So we're kind of all over the place working with people from Humboldt State, ourselves, different people that are at North Coast Dance, and... we have a lot of fun with it, especially with the zombie thing coming
fun
up.
Fun is, I've done a couple of the, every 15 minutes, you know, the thing at the schools when they, you know, the kids, you know, dealing with death and drugs and stuff. And I think the funnest thing is getting made up. And it seems like that's when people enjoy, whether it's the kids that are going to be staged in the situation or whether it's the Grim Reaper getting up. That's the cool part.
That's why our Halloween fundraiser is so popular. People love to come. Some people dress up. Some people just like to come see what everybody else wears and what everyone else does. But I have to give kudos to costume lady Gailey Browning. She has created amazing costumes along with Rima Greer, our costumer. We have a collection of costumes, and we bring them out during our fundraiser and put some of them on display. And they are works of art to see. And it's exciting to see them. And we have a costume department that Rima has organized. I mean, how many costumes for the Nutcracker is it?
There are over 1,200 parts to it.
Yeah.
And they are really exceptional and beautiful. I've seen a lot of theatrical productions all over this country, and these are top of the line, really very beautiful.
How do you store those things?
Very carefully.
We have an attic.
and cleaning them, the cleaning bills are huge.
Yeah. Oh, huge. We have an attic where they're stored, and
they're all stored properly. They're all cataloged with their own particular number, which is cross-referenced in a base in our... obviously in the computer, and they're stored in bags, the temperature is right, it's climate controlled, it's the whole thing.
It's almost a science with that.
You know, Brian, October is a heck of an opportune month up here for people in Humboldt County, because they can go to a concert to die for on October 10th or 11th, and then they can move on and be the living dead at their zombie event on October 24th.
Well, depending on what high school you go to for homecoming, you could combine both. And again, the Arkley Center is being used for this and a bunch of other things. Is that kind of like the clearinghouse to go to find the dates and the tickets and all that kind of stuff, or is it better to go to the individual websites that you have?
I would say individual websites, because we are each doing our own ticketing now. That's one of the things that's changed. So
okay, that would certainly simplify things, wouldn't it? Yeah, if folks are looking for that. And again, it's North Coast Dance.
NorthCoastDance.org.
All right.
.org.
Eureka Symphony.
.org.
Okay. Everybody's organized around here. That's right. Okay, fine. Any last words of excitement, passion? If somebody still wants to help out on any of the things we've talked about, Is there opportunity for additional volunteers?
Absolutely. And they can leave messages at eurekasymphony.org. We welcome volunteers. We need volunteer ushers and other people to help with a lot of other things. And they need a gazillion.
So you can be musically challenged.
Oh, yeah.
Or we're not coordinated challenge. Yeah, you put me up there on stage, unless there's a microphone, I'm dead meat.
Well, you know,
there's a spot for even folks like me.
Well, like backstage during the Nutcracker, Brian, we have all these little kids, and they need to be assigned adults, and they need to, you know.
Oh, come on, be herded. Give me a break.
I would never use that term.
Well, I just did it for you.
And running the mechanical mouse. Have you seen our mechanical mouse that Roger built?
I have heard from Roger what he built, yes.
Yes, it's quite amazing. It runs around the stage chasing Clara.
During the Nutcracker.
During the Nutcracker. Cool.
All kinds of cool stuff. And ladies, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Ryan.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.